Good morning, Port Huron, and around the world. We're so glad you turned your radio on. It is the best day of its kind.
It is.
The Lord granted us some rain. April showers bring May flowers. I wasn't here last week, but I did listen. And I thought, how wonderful that we went through Holy Week and that week, that journey that Christ went through. And as we came out on the other side with Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
That today we start our Easter journey. Easter is more than a day, just like Christmas is more than a day. It is a season, so I hope you will tune in, turn your radio on, so you can walk with us during this Easter walk.
Yes.
We are so happy that you're here, and I'm so glad that I'm back. Did have to work, let me tell you. As I was there, I was praying for health and happiness to every single one of you. You are forefront in our thoughts, in our prayers as a family. So, let's see. PD, what's on for today?
This is the second Sunday of Easter of the 7 week, Cheryl. It is a holy and divine number. 7 represents the days in which the Lord Jesus walked this earth before his ascension, which we commemorate as Ascension Thursday, and then the next season of Pentecost, the day of. So we're going to hear that.
Can I point out something?
Sure.
It's kind of funny that you talk about Ascension Sunday. We're right by the Ascension window.
We are. Thank you, Hope. And we'll speak more about it as the closer we get to Ascension Thursday. And in the course of this day, I want you to know when I prepare the package or bundle of music, there really is 8 selections if the time of the radio and our talking permits. And today, I counted up the minutes, it'll be approximately 28 minutes of our 60-minute broadcast with you of music. So please, worship by word and worship by music, and let it touch your heart. Our sponsor this day is our first really community sponsor who's been with us for over a decade. He and his wife have been faithful to listening to us, which is extremely important, and then financially supporting us in our broadcasting. And thank you to the family for that reality and support. We love it, we need it. So, we have our gathering hymn this day. We'll do the invocation, I see. We gather in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hope's waiting for the cue. O day full of grace, St. Olaf Choir, Lutheran College in Minnesota. Approximately 4 minutes. O day full of grace.
Thank you.
every congregation could sound like that and fill the chancel, fill the nave. A day full of grace, that's where we are this day during the Easter season. As I indicated before, each Sunday you're invited to mark yourself with the cross of Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, recalling your baptism, child of God, redeemed in Jesus Christ. So we begin. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Refreshed by the resurrection life we share in Christ, let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We thank you, risen Christ, for these waters where you make new, leading us from death to life, from tears to joy. We bless you, risen Christ, that your Spirit comes to us in the grace-filled waters of rebirth, like rains to our thirsty earth, like streams that revive our souls, like cups of cool water shared with strangers. Breathe your peace upon your church. When we hide in fear, clothe us with your mercy and forgiveness. Send us companions in our journey as we share your life. Make us one, risen Christ. Cleanse our hearts. Shower us with life. To you be given all praise with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God, now and forever.
Amen.
And our hymn of praise this day is My Jesus, I Love Thee. Choral selection, approximately 4 minutes. Starts in strumming. are exchanged between the pastor and the worshiper. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God, with joy, we celebrate the day of our Lord's resurrection. By the grace of Christ among us, enable us to show the power of the resurrection in all that we say and do, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Our first lesson comes from Acts chapter 4. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul. No one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With a great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. A special music selection, Beautiful Savior, by the St. Olaf College Choir in Minnesota, Northfield. To sit back and enjoy this.
I don't know if you noticed, but I didn't hear any instruments. I believe that's all a cappella.
A cappella, yes. Incredible.
A true gift from God. Mm-hmm. Our psalm is 133. The antiphon is, "How good and pleasant it is to live together in unity. How good and how pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like fine oil upon the head, flowing down upon the beard, upon the beard of Aaron, flowing down upon the collar of his robe. How good and pleasant it is to live together in unity. It is like the dew of Hermon, flowing down upon the hills of Zion, for there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
How good and pleasant it is to live together in unity.
Our second lesson comes from 1 John chapter 1, selected verses. We declare to you what was formed from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testified to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteousness. And he is the atoning sacrifice for all our sins, and not for ours alone, but also for the sins of the whole world. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading on the second Sunday of Easter is from John's Gospel, 20th chapter, and beginning with the 19th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when it was evening on that day, which was the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and he stood among them and he said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Now Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now, Thomas, who's called the twin, Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the 11 up there, because there were 10 when Jesus came that first day of the resurrection. So the other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." He said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails of his hands, and I put my finger into the mark of those nails, my hand in his side, I'm not going to believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house. Thomas was with them this time. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and he stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, the Gospel of John. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace be with you this day. Amen. When a person like myself has been a preacher for 50 years, looking for a different way to approach an encounter for myself so that I can communicate it to others in a different way. This morning, early in the morning, when 99% of you are sleeping, as I was meditating again on the three lessons for this day, the question that came up, probably so obvious you don't even think about it, is why are these records that we're going to be hearing over the next 6 weeks of the seven, why are they included here for us? Why is the record here to bear witness to Jesus' resurrection? I mean, if this was a personal event, like so many of us take our faith so privatistically, we would have just said, "Yeah, he's alive," and then walked on skipping with the joy in our heart. But that wasn't their lives. You're going to see with each of the three lessons a kind of overlying theme that there was strong evidence of Christ's resurrection. So strong, it changed their lives. So first reading that Cheryl gave for us, it's a brief passage, but a powerful passage. Approximately time-wise, probably a few weeks or months after the day of Pentecost, so after resurrection, the disciples were gathering with a crowd of people who became believers because of their testimony and their witness to the resurrection. They held things in common. They even shared time together. They did not say, "Oh, that's mine, leave that alone, get your own." No, they didn't put up those boundaries. They held things in common and offered it to the apostles to distribute equally and fairly to all the people. Now you may say, "Well, aren't they goody two shoes? Yes, that was easy to say, right? But think about What changed in a matter of weeks in the life of the human spirit? First off, no prejudice. This society of ours is full of prejudice, but there is no battle between young and old, Jew and Gentile, no battle between newcomers or oldcomers, the disciples. One in common. They also left down their defenses. You know how we erect words like mine, yours, and all those kind of things? Don't touch. Well, they let down their property rights defenses. They also welcomed the stranger. You know, some churches have a way of making you stay with them for 20 years before you become part of the cult. They welcomed the stranger, and hopefully every congregation across this planet welcomes the stranger unconditionally. They also were willing to submit, don't miss this, submit to God and submit to God's purposes. And then here's another change that is still prevalent in our world that we have to change. They trusted each other. They trusted each other and not suspect about their motives. That's how the church should behave, correct? Second reading, 1 John. As John lays out in three letters about the risen Christ and the power of that, he speaks in terms of verifying the account. So he reiterates what the gospel John does. We have seen the Lord, he says in this epistle. We have heard him, sensory, seen, visual, hearing, audio, and we have touched him, tactile. Boy, that's kind of a lot of evidence. And now we bear witness to him, to you, kind of as he says, we are writing these things so our joy may be complete by your hearing and believing them. And then as he says in the closing verses, the power of his salvation is the power to forgive you all the transgressions, all the stupid things you did, all the hatred you showed, all the prejudice you have perpetuated, for all the brokenness of your life and its relationships. His death and his resurrection is the power in the blood of Christ to forgive us. 1 John. Second reading. We go on to the Gospel of John. This is usually an alternate text to be used on Easter Sundays. I chose this year to keep it in the lectionary sequence to this Sunday and not use it on the day of resurrection. We use rather, as you know, the Gospel of Mark, the one assigned for the year. So there's a sense in this particular story of a fear of the audience at this time in the appearance of Christ. They're huddled together. They're kind of, as we sometimes refer to the Christian congregation, as the holy huddle. They stay to themselves. They don't go out to the world. They don't want to get stained or tainted by the sin of the world. Well, they were hiding for fear of the Jews. You hear it in the text of the gospel. But what's interesting is that Jesus will make two appearances in this account of multiple, in the Gospel of John, appearances of the risen Lord Jesus. First, it's to the 10 without Thomas. I'm sure that was a meaningful, not an oversight, but Thomas wasn't there, so you know what? We're going ahead with the plan. It's the first day of resurrection. He appears. And his gift to them is peace. Second gift to them was his breath. Breath, pneuma, from which we get pneumonia and all those other pulmonary diseases. But it's also the word used in the Hebrew of the Old Testament. The breath of God moved over the waters, and the breath of God brings life. And so he breathed on them. You forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. Retain the sins of any, they are retained. I give you my spirit. Then Thomas' appearance, second appearance. Now Jesus personalizes the resurrection. From the group of 10, he addresses Thomas individually and he says, Here, Thomas, you're a doubter, huh? What's interesting, if you catch it, and I've done soliloquy sermons here in the church where I play the character of Thomas. I dress up in character fashion. And, you know, he gets a bad rap. He's the doubting Thomas. I want you to tell you, if you read the whole account, he becomes the confessing Thomas. Because in Matthew's gospel, they were still doubting whether or not Jesus was risen. And Thomas, my Lord, my God. And no account says that he touched him. It was just visual affirmation that a dead man of just hours before was there. What was Thomas's motive? Did he have money as an anchor? Did he want to sell a book called The Gospel of John? Come on. No. He was being changed, ripped up one side down the other in his belief system about God and God's will and purpose for him and his world. Jesus' last words, blessed are those who have not seen. That's you and I in the audience, the listeners. The understanding that God's grace is for all people. So if you go back to the question that came to my mind as I meditated this morning, why are these accounts even here? They are here to bring us the truth that we need to hear in our day, our time, and our predicament. That God is still on planet Earth seeking those who will follow him to change their lives up one side, down the other, to make us new men and women for the Lord Jesus Christ. May God's spirit and breath of you and me make us transform people for Christ. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you, remain with you always, now and forever. Amen. Hymn of the day is When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, approximately 3 minutes.
Thank you.
together this faith which the world rejects and thinks we're silly and crazy, believing that there is a God, a particular God that we name in three forms in which he has functioned, God has functioned among us, God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Let us speak together. I believe
in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our prayers.
Alive and risen Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer in steadfast love. You shower your church with grace, O God. Unite the whole church on earth so that with one heart it testifies to the resurrection of Jesus Christ with the power of love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You proclaim the blessing of life forevermore. Like a dew upon the mountains, refresh your creation. Restore waters, cleanse the air, and provide revitalization, moisture, and to parched land. Give your whole creation the promise of new life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You direct the nations, O God. Guide in the authority that they shepherd their peoples in the ways of your love. Defeat us in our impulse to war. Bestow the peace of Christ among those in authority and breathe upon them the Holy Spirit. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You place within the heart of the church a spirit of sharing. Give us the power of your generous spirit that we provide for the needs of others. Announce your peace to those who are lonely, hurting, suffering, or afraid. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You give us fellowship with one another in this faith community, our Savior Lutheran Church. Shine the light of the risen Christ in the life together so that we live in love for one another and our joy may be complete. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You share the gift of eternal life. In thanksgiving and remembrance, you recall the lives and gifts of those who now live in endless joy. Unite us with them in the resurrection hope. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gracious God, this world certainly needs what you afford us. Grace, mercy, love, forgiveness, peace beyond the world's understanding. We pray for healing, Lord, for so many in St. Clair County as COVID continues to thrive as a disease perplexing us. Gracious God, we pray your grace upon all who are looking at the end times of their lives because of disease, because of accidents, because of cancers, Lord. Help us all to cling to the cross of Christ. We remember especially, Lord, the dear saints among us, Donna Taylor, Ray Shanosky, Don Chittister, Phyllis Akers and her family support system. the family of Teresa Hazard with her passing this past week. We remember the youth of Harper Kitato and the support of his parents, Lord, as his life unfolds and develops. We remember Ed O'Connor in his healing process. We remember Donna Taylor's sister, Kathleen Johnston, and we remember Mary Boulderston as she fights another round with cancer. Gracious God, these people have humbled themselves to request prayers by us. We pray you would hear them, dear Lord. In the hope of new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-failing goodness and mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Continue in prayer as our Lord taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
This time in the service when we meet in-house would be a time of receiving our gifts of offering. They arrive in these last 16 months by mail or by certified checks coming to us. We greatly appreciate your sponsorship, particularly of radio broadcasts, but all your support for the ministries of our Savior. They did not take a hiatus. They are still going on, and we just pass through the resources you share with us to enable the ministry of the church beyond us. Supreme announcement, I want to say very clearly, we are scheduled to have a church council meeting this Tuesday. The executive committee has talked to each other by phone and unanimously agreed we are canceling the church council Tuesday night meeting at 7 o'clock. Canceling this Tuesday night meeting at 7 o'clock because of the high statistics coming out of St. Clair County and Michigan with COVID. It is serious because people are trying to get proof whether or not they have COVID and they can't even get appointments to get the test. I know because people are telling me this. So the next church council meeting is in May to look at our situation of reopening. So if you know people who are non-electronic on the church council, let them hear the word. Tuesday meetings canceled is Tuesday night's church council meeting has been canceled. Many other concerns before God's people. Please read your e-letter. You're going to see all those opportunities of service. Our worship continues as we hear instrumental version of Change My Heart, O God.
And please,
like the early church.
This is a hymn that really needs to be heard. Change my heart, O God. Thank you.
hope through the next week you'll keep repeating the mantra, change my heart, oh God. May it always be new, and may it be like you. Do want to let you know, next week the praise team have requested to be on duty next week, which we appreciate. Pastor continues to recover, so it's not a health reason, just to develop their skills and gifts, oh God, among the body of Christ. And we appreciate each and every one of them. So they're on duty next week. Pastor Don, Cheryl, and Hope will listen to them and worship with them and you on radio and podcast. Offering prayer.
God of love, you called us beloved children and welcome us to your table. Receive our lives and gifts we offer. Abide with us and send us in service to a suffering world for the sake of your beloved child, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Our sending hymn is a 3-minute selection, Thine Be the Glory, choral selection from the choir of King's College in England.
With a bang, didn't it?
Yes.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Boy, I don't know. You guys got to wake up. May our glorious God grant you a spirit of wisdom to know and to love the risen Lord Jesus, the God of life, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Go in peace. Share the good news. Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
And Perry Como brings us, may the Lord bless you and keep you, as our postlude, and hopefully it'll all play.
The Doors backers are sending our love your way.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long awaited golden day. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune
Sunday morning
10
worship
times
service
10.
Of Our Savior Lutheran Church begins each Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.